TG, what's good, my brother? This your boy 12 Kyle from the 12 Kyle podcast. I'm back in the gym. I didn't bring a basketball. I ain't even bring no shoes, man. You know why I'm here. I know we're in the middle of the NFL season. I know fantasy football has cats in an uproar. I know the NBA season's about to tip off. I know college is about to tip off. But we ain't talking about that, man. We know why we're here. Yeah. It's me and you, man. It's me and you. Mano y mano, our teams. My New York Yankees will be playing against your LA Dodgers in the World Series. Now, I think the last time the Dodgers and the Yankees played was in the 70s. So I know you weren't even born yet. I was a little kid. I was born in 72. And I vaguely remember that. But that's beside the point. I'm looking forward to a good series, man. I'm not going to talk no trash. I respect, you know, the Dodgers and what they did this year. Best team in baseball.
Yep.
We're the best team in the American League. You're the best team in the National League. You know, the best team should win.
Right.
That being said, I want you to put some money up.
Okay.
I am willing to bet you $5,000 on this series.
Okay.
$5,000. Well, no, let me take that back. Okay. I tell you what, let's settle for this. Lunch.
Okay.
The loser got to buy the winner lunch. I'm going to be out there in LA in December for my birthday. So the loser got to take the winner to lunch wherever he wants to go to lunch. So I'm calling you out on your platform. I think this is a safe bet. I wanted to go with the $5,000, but I would have to borrow that money from King Germ or Uncle Dolomite. I ain't got it. So when you see us come to town and you see those NY caps, there's no disrespect. No disrespect to Nutty Block. No disrespect to all of the Crips. Hey, listen, we coming. We coming. So when we hit Chavez Ravine, hey, treat us with some respect and may the best team win.
Interesting.
Interesting. It's going to be it's full of Crip stuff going on between the Dodgers and the Yankees, but hey, that's all LA politics. A lot of people ain't got to worry about that. Look, man, it's a lot of championship talk, which 12 Cal alluded to, and there's a lot going on. That's why this history versus history thing is a major thing, because what we're about to witness is coastal cousins going to war, right? But it's also in the middle of the beginning of the NBA season. I'm going to tell you right now, we play Phoenix at the crib. That won't get none of my attention. I'm sorry. Now, I'm not going to lie. I can have on a television, a laptop, and my phone and be able to, you know, entertain myself with both. You know what I mean? Because the Dodgers is going to be playing Friday night. The Lakers are going to be playing Friday night. It's going to be a lot going on. I'm going to be ready for it, though. And that's the thing. I'm going to be ready for it. I'm going to call my day early. I'll be at work all day. But my downtime is about to come extremely early, somewhere around 4 o'clock, because, I mean, we start at 5:08, you know. That's going to go through the Laker game, you know. It's only going to be our second or third, you know, because we just played Minnesota opening night, and this is the first time we got us a W since 2016, if you can believe that. Opening night, we've been terrible at it since 2016. J.J. Redick has made his coaching debut. Bronny has made his rookie debut. And Bron, his father, has made his 2022nd season debut. Connect Four made his rookie debut. You know what I mean? Also, on the flip side, you know, Randall, shout out to Julius, the former Laker, made his debut with the Minnesota, you know, his new squad. And it was a good game, and we came out with a lot of energy. I think the key word for this particular game was energy. You know, fast pace, energy, moving around on defense. I even seen both squads set up in a 2-3 zone for a couple of possessions, which was, you know, crazy to see in the pros, because the pros will make you pay for that. They got nonstop shooters all over the league that hurt that 2-3, 3-2, 1-3-1, 1-2-2. Yeah, they'll shut that shit down real quick. One of 82, you know, opened up, you know, came out the gate strong. Let me just spare me the Lakers is going to go as far as AD. Duh. We know this already, you know, but it's not completely on AD. AD just needs to show up, and I don't need another 36, 16, and 3. That's a hell of a night. 36 points, 16 rebounds, and 3 blocks. And I think he got a couple of steals. Came through with some clutch buckets in clutch moments and started out the gate strong. And we didn't even start out looking for him in the first couple of possessions. No, Rui went off. And he had about 18, 5 boards, strong. Reeves out the gate. And Reeves had damn near like 7 offensive rebounds. Not that he had, he had a lot. As a matter of fact, I think he had about 6 or 7 offensive rebounds. Hooping. And so collectively, Rui, Reeves, and AD, I'm pairing them together. That trio right there has to get it done night in, night out. Bron is going to be Bron. I get it. Bron is going to be Bron. Connect Four has shown that he's ready to go out the gate. Now, look, I get it. It's only one season game. He had the preseason prior to that, so it was like chill. But he looks poised already. You know what I'm saying? He's going to have his ups and downs just like any rookie coming in. It's just that he has a more important role. And he has already shown that he's ready to shoot that thing and then get to the bucket. Please, for all the basketball fans out there that don't really understand basketball that much, don't sit up there and ask me the comparison between him and Austin Reeves. He's not taking Austin Reeves' place. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to tell you that. He's not. We need him anchoring or help anchoring the bench squad. Okay, we need that. And then, I think as time goes on, I think JJ is going to implement him in with the starting lineup. And then, of course, we're not getting out of this season without injuries. It's every season. So I'm pretty sure he's going to have plenty of time to start. Right? But we need that type of firepower to, you know, basically back us up when we go out. You know, because we did, I think we got up to like 19 as far as, you know, being ahead. 19, that's good, especially on the Wolves, was one of the top ranked, not just one of the top ranked teams in the West, but in the whole entire league. Them and OKC was running the tables. So to get out the gate on them and go up by 19, they chipped it away. You know what I'm saying? Ant-Man started to wake up, especially, you know, late third and most of the fourth. He started to anchor his squad, but you know what's crazy though? He had a great game, but they weren't talking about him like that. And shout out, because they didn't overdo it with the whole Bronny thing either, because we did witness history of, you know, Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr. were both at the game waiting to see that moment. And yes, did we pander towards the world, the audience, etc.? We did. But it worked, and we seen history. That's all that matters. It didn't cause us no game or anything like that. He got in the first half. He played all of 3 minutes, and he played with his dad, and that was it. And we got it out the way, and we got it out the way early. You know what I mean? So I love what they did. And I told my cousin, who's a LeBron stan, I'm like, yo, I don't need Bron, you know, dropping 25 to 30 points a game. I don't. If he could stay somewhere around that 18 to 20 point game mark, but everybody else has stepped up, I'm Gucci with that. And lo and behold, what do we get? We get a 16 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists game. And then the other half is just playing defense. Because like I said, we went up by 19, but we let them crawl back. And a lot of those buckets, some of those buckets were on Bron from Ant-Man. And that's just going to happen because that's just a younger killer. At one point, we was doubling them. You know what I mean? Because they switched, you know, they put AD on them. They put Bron on them. You know, he cooking. That nigga's cooking, you know? But, yeah, again, I know I said I don't need a 36 every night from AD. And the only reason why I say that is because I know that's going to take a lot out of him. He's getting older, too. So the thing is, like, yeah, feed him. Make sure he has a MVP-like season. Nah, that nigga ain't got that type of body. Pause. Anyhow, it was a phenomenal game. I love how the guard stepped up. I love how the front court was just beasting. You know what I'm saying? Even Hayes came in and wowed us a couple of times. And that's what he's there for. He's a rim runner. You know what I'm saying? He's the athletic big, you know. But we still got Vando waiting on him to come back from his foot injury. Gabe is just out there just lollygagging, throwing turnovers. And I don't want to attack him like that. But it seems like ever since Gabe came to the Lakers, even though he played much of nothing last season, it just seems like he forgot how to play basketball. I need this nigga to wake up. He's supposed to be our Patty Mills. And he's not. He's maybe it's the rotation. We got to see. We got to see. Because we got a lot of guards on the team. You know what I mean? And with that being said, psychologically, that could fuck with you, knowing that we got guards ready to go. You know what I mean? And I'm not sure what they're going to do with Bronny, to be honest with you. I'm not sure if Bronny is going to, how long are they going to keep him up there, or, you know, when are they going to, you know, put him down to the G League? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's what everybody is really thinking about right now. Everybody's on an all-time high right now because we just seen history, you know? So, you know, that's dope. But eventually we got to talk about, serious minutes when it comes to Bronny. And I don't think he's going to get that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think Bronny's going to get to the point where he's playing 15, 20 minutes a game. That's a lot. That's a lot. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we'll see. I see, you know, Max Christie got some run. You know what I'm saying? I think he's still going to be pivotal to the offense. D'Angelo was solid. I'm not sure what's going on with that gold hair. I'm not sure what that's all about. I'm not sure what that's all about, but hey, man, the season has started, and I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? We got the Quincy kid. Now, that's the kid that I'm interested to see. You know, the Quincy kid from Xavier, you know what I'm saying? From, you know, right away of Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm excited to see him play. You know what I'm saying? They seen something in him to where he got a spot on the team as of right now. And I think he should be getting more time, much more time than Bronny. And here's the thing I want to say about Bronny before I get to the main event is that he got the ammo now. Mm-hmm. He's been getting criticized since he's been going to SC, right? Because he ain't got a lot of footage on him. And the footage that we do have on him is not enough for them to feel like he should be drafted in the first damn, nor the second. So we clearly know that the nepotism is in full effect, and most of us don't really care about it. I think the people that did have a problem with it is the ones that really do don't like Bron for anything, no matter what he does. But he's here. You know what I'm saying? And I think he could use that to his advantage. A lot of the greats have gone through some heavy criticism since they were rookies, including his dad, including Bean. I can't say that for Jordan. Jordan came in, you know, as the poster child. You know what I mean? But when it came to the other two, and then there's been other There's been other stars that have just criticized early on, you know. And in today's world with social media, it's even worse. You know, everybody has an opinion on this, that, and the third. So, and you can get those opinions, facts, lies, rumors instantly now because of all the platforms and stuff like that. So I want to say, kid, do your best. The world is already against you. You might as well start fighting back. Get better and better. But I kind of feel like, no, you know, if you want, anybody would do this with their son, because if you want them to get better, you're going to have the cats that say, well, there's someone that could, that's, you know, well-deserved to be in that roster spot. I understand that one. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, we're not going to overlook history like that. No matter who it, if Jordan would have had the chance to do it, if Kobe would have had the chance to do it, niggas would have been like, okay. You know, some people would have still, it's still the same thing. Like, all the greats get criticized. There's no flawless GOAT in this world. You know, whoever your GOAT is going to be criticized by somebody. No one is undefeated. So, you know, outside of that, it's like, just, you got to let that one happen. But at the same time, this gives him the fuel to just, all I got to do is just go up from here. They already beating me down. And I get it, because from a Lakers fan base, like, we've been losing so much that we kind of, like, understood the history, but, like, we don't care, bro. Let's put this roster together. But look, like I said, it was 1 of 82. That was a good opening game against a great Western team. My concern is just making sure we keep it consistent. You know, we got 81 more games to go, and you still got some killers out there in the West. We still got Memphis. We still got OKC. Still got those goddamn Clippers. Phoenix Suns is Friday. So it's like, yeah, when I haven't even mentioned the East Coast teams. Celtics played earlier, and 12 Cal hit me up about that. I did not see their ring ceremony. And even if I would have remembered, I wouldn't have watched or even cared. But at that, during, and I knew they were playing, because they came on at 4:30 out here. But I was deep into the rec. I was hooping at the rec before Murph and Penrose showed up. I think I only played two games with Murph and Penrose in a rec. Prior to that, I was going on like 3 or 4 games, winning streaks too. So I had no interest in watching the Celtics, not even on no super Laker fan type shit. It was just, fuck the Celtics. And it's like, they're born to me. Them, you know, and I know it was a pivotal matchup because, again, just like how we play Minnesota, which is one of the young new head honchos in the league. You got that matchup between Boston and the Knicks, who, you know, the East Coast is, that's they already talking about the postseason with that. They made the, yeah, again, we had the recipients of the trade over there in Minnesota, and they had, you know, what they got in return with the Knicks. And I'm not sure. I know they lost. I know the Celtics whooped the Knicks ass. I just don't know, you know, what the stats was or how they got down. And I don't care to look it up because, nigga, fuck Boston. Now, here we are, 12 Cal. Los Angeles versus New York City. The Dodgers versus the Yankees. Los Doyers versus the Evil Empire. I mean, it does not get better than this. And again, I must reiterate, this is where me and Marcy fan out. This is when, and shout out to my wife, because for a person, not just a woman, but for a person that can figure shit out that quickly about something that she doesn't normally watch, phenomenal. And we're standing up for every single pitch. The New York Yankees is traveling to L.A. Friday, this Friday, to play my Dodgers in the City of Angels. Game one of the World Series. Messed up the whole Subway Series. Shout out to Jarve. See, Jarve thinks I'm on. He has this narrative that I'm trying to stir up some type of East Coast versus West Coast beef. I'm not. I just know between you, Manny B, shout out to Manny B, any given Sunday. It's a gray area. Between, and then, you know, 12 Cal, and there's other Yankee. I feel like I know more Yankee fans. I just don't know who they are. But I know 12 Cal is one. And so I tagged the Rap Roundtable. Why? Because they are from New York. And whether or not they are a Yankees fan, then they might be a. I don't see any New Yorker being a Boston fan. And I'm pretty sure they have them. Because guess what? There's Boston Celtics fans out here in L.A. Very small portion of them. But they're out here. You know what I'm saying? So I know they got a Boston Red Sox fan somewhere in New York. He probably not saying it out loud, but it's there. You know what I mean? So you're one or the other. You're either a Mets fan or you're a Yankees fan. Whichever, I don't care, because we already beat one of them. And that's what the tag was about. I don't want to stir up nothing, but if we're not about to ignore that, nigga, this is history. I've never seen a series downplayed like, and I'm not saying that it's being downplayed like that now. I just don't think the hype I expected. I don't feel it as much out here. You got to come tap into the energy out here. But I'm talking about as far as like online and stuff. And maybe it's because we got to get closer to the day. I feel like Wednesday is going to start to heat up. Thursday for sure. And then Friday, they're predicting that the traffic is going to be the worst it has been in a very long time. Because of Dodger Stadium and then the Lakers game. And I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot of tickets available for that Laker game because of the World Series being involved. And hear me out. I'm not talking about cats buying tickets because it's sold out. Oh, yeah, it's sold out and we already know the resale price. People are going to be watching that. My wife was saying how disappointing I'll be at gymnastics. So I told her, you know, you got to figure it out. Try to watch it on your phone somehow. Like, that's how involved we are. You know what I'm saying? One of my friends, I was telling her, who doesn't watch sports at all, or at least doesn't watch sports like that, you know, doesn't really watch TV like that, says, oh, no, I have to watch this. Like, I guess the way I drew it up for her, she just, I have to watch this. Because it's a lot. There's a lot of, it's some story, it's some storylines to this. The Brooklyn Dodgers, now, they only won one championship under Brooklyn. But the Brooklyn Dodgers, see, let me get my championship drink. I got my championship drink, 12 Cal. Mm-hmm. Now, the Brooklyn Dodgers. I wanted to tell you that our adoption agency goes back to 1957 when the Dodgers first got here. 1957. Now, I will say this. I have to take my hat off to the Yankees because what the Lakers are to the league outside of Boston, that's what the Yankees is to, you know, MLB, 27 titles. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're 6 overall, but that's a hell of a drop. Because we got 7, and we're going after 8. That's a lucky number out here, if you know what I mean, 12 Cal. You know, and we got the manpower. We got the manpower. Muncie is my favorite one. So, 12 Cal, if you listening to this, just know that Muncie, that's my favorite. That's my heart right there. That's one of those players that how you say you'll always be, you know, whatever team. Muncy will always be a Dodger. Always be a Dodger. When I tell you he come through, he comes through. But we got Ohtani. We got Betts. I don't know if we're going to have Freddie Freeman. I don't know if we're going to have Fred back because he got a real bad ankle. He might miss the first couple. He might miss. He might come back when we head back to New York. But we need all hands on deck. You know what I'm saying? All hands on deck. But we ready. We ready. And it's historical. And I love it. I'm not going to talk no shit. And I accept the bet, Tolkow. Yes, I accept the bet. For a minute, I ain't going to lie to you. I was going to double it. 10K. Why not? But then when you said make it a lunch, that's even more. That's worth more than 10K, if you ask me. You know what I mean? Roscoe's is going to be on deck. In-N-Out is going to be on deck. And I might find one or two other places just because. Hell, you fuck around, go get us a burger. And I ain't going to even tell you which burger spot we're going to go to. But we're going to go. Especially if I win. And got to post a video or a picture of it. We got to have proof of the purchase. You know what I mean? If you're asking me to predict the series, honestly, there's only two ways to look at this. The way I want it to go and how I feel it should go. Both of those might sound like the same thing, but they're not. So what I want to happen is a 4-0 sweep. What I think should happen is Dodgers in six. I want to say Dodgers in five, but it might be Dodgers in six. Let us get the first two. Okay. We still game four. Okay. We still game four. Yeah. I like that one. I like that one. I like that. Win game one and two, and then still game four. You let me know, 12Cal. Let me know on Twitter. Let me know on Twitter. You know what I mean? And again, I seen their approach. Ears is down, shoulders is down. You know what I mean? So I come in peace. But look, you're right, man. Like, we got modern day has a bit. I think modern day and Bishop Gorman might be playing football. Yeah, I could be mistaken. I forgot. But it's a huge high school football game featuring modern day. The Lakers and Phoenix. The World Series, and then there's supposed to be some huge concert at the Clippers Arena. So, and I'll be right around the corner from the Clippers Arena. So I know it's going to be great. There's no telling what's going to be going on at the Forum or even SoFi. I'm literally walking distance between all three because all three is on the same block. The Clippers Arena, SoFi, and... You know, the farmer's literally across the street from SoFi. So, and I'll be across the street from both. Tucked in, though. I'm getting out of those streets. Out of those streets. Especially, see, outside of that Clippers concert at the Clippers Arena, I won't be dealing with too much. I think it might be Rod Wave. I don't know. I got to go see. Because I know he was there last week. I got to see who's performing. I got it in my phone somewhere, but I don't want to, you know, I'm going to stall y'all out. I'm looking for it. But just know Friday night is going to be one hell of a night. I'm glad I'm not going to be around the downtown area or the Sunset area. It's going to be crazy. The Hollywood area is going to be popping. Downtown, of course, because of the game. And then staying away from that fucking Glendale area. Stay away from that 110. That 10 because of the Dodgers. Oh, hell no. That World Series, my nigga. And now here's the crazy part. Both fan bases travel. So 12 Cal, I know you're not from the elk of any one of these, even though you was born in Jersey, right? But New York people they never did mesh well with the vibes out here like that. It take them a while. Because we move at a slower pace than they do. You know what I'm saying? We more relaxed. We ain't with all that rah-rah, extra, for nothing, loud, all that bullshit. You know, the typical New York stereotypes. We not like that. And they adjust to the vibes. You know, it's just that you are who you are. When I go to the East Coast, or if I go anywhere, I don't change my accent. There's no accent you can sell me. You know what I'm saying? Language barriers. We just different. West Coast niggas is different from East Coast cats. And now you're about to get the hot versus the cold, the left versus the right. Like, it's crazy that our coastal cousins is in a game where the title is it. The coastal cousins. History is going to be made. It's a lot riding on this one, man. It's a lot. So shout out to this historical week, man. Shout out to Bronny, man. I know y'all seen a Bronny and the Nike commercial, and that's dope, man. Come on, man. How could you hate on that? Championship drink time. How could you hate? How could you hate on that? Just let that shit happen, bro. You know, take that hating shit outside. But, hey, that was a good W. And we got to pick up a W on Friday. As far as my fantasy, I went 1-1. I lost Mike Evans in both leagues. I'm sick right now. He's going for at minimum 3 weeks. And I really don't have a receiver to replace him right now. And I think I'm like 5-1 or 6-1. One league, and the other one I just lost because I had him left and I was going against my opponent who had the tight end, Andrews from Baltimore. And he ended up beating me like by 4 or 5 points because Evans could not finish the rest of the game because he pulled his hamstring. And it hurt bad because we heard him on national TV. It was loud. That scream, that pain, that agony was loud. Automatic 3 weeks. So I'm dealing with injuries on both squads. Still waiting for Christian McCaffrey to come back for the league that I actually need him in. And it's very scarce out there. Like, between running backs and receivers, it's not a for sure thing. It's a crapshoot with what's left out there in a free agency pool right now. So, you know, and then you making a trade is so iffy right now. It's just iffy, you know. And I tried to trade him prior to this week's game. But, you know, they didn't bite on it. You know what I'm saying? I tried to, and I'm not saying that I'm a prophet or I was predicting he was going to get injured. It was just, I wanted another running back. And, you know, and I was trying to go out to Bowers, you know what I'm saying, to give me another tight end so I could kind of like sell high on Kittles and probably give me a running back or a receiver in return for him. Sacrifice my tight end position by getting me technically, I think Bowers might be the number one receiver. I think he might be one or two top tight ends outside of Kittle, you know. Just trying to make some moves. But, you know, we're still in, you know, we still have a winning record in both leagues, and that's all you could ask for. Remember, the championship is not won in the draft. It's won in the, you know, during the season where you got to make pivotal moves. You're the GM and the coach, you know, and owner. So figure it out, Baylor. You know what I'm saying? So you can get you one or two chips this year and some money. 12 Cal, stay up. Shout out to the Yankees, but... Nah, can't fuck with y'all like that. Overrun with BTG.